Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and we're back with the second season of Ours to Protect. Each month we'll be looking at the challenges that climate change is bringing to our lives and finding out what changes we can make to play our part in a greener and more sustainable future for all. As it is Biodiversity Week, this month we'll be looking at biodiversity in all its forms. We'll be meeting up with the boys and girls from St. Columbkill's National School in Gainstown, and we'll be talking to a young lady who started a movement of beach cleaning when she was only 9. But first up,
what is biodiversity?
It's as good a place as any to start. To answer this, I met up with sustainability and biodiversity expert Anna Brown from Big Sky Flowers.
So biodiversity is all the life that's around us. So there's biodiversity in the skies. There's lots of birds up there, lots of different kinds of birds, and hopefully living their happy lives and not getting poisoned with chemicals. You get down to the trees, there's different kinds of trees. There's things living in the trees, not just birds living in the trees, but lots of insects and so forth. Coming down then kind of to the ground, there's lots of creatures, like you think about badgers and, you know, foxes and hares and rabbits. They would be, you know, having them be able to live healthy lives would be part of contributing to biodiversity. And for me, one of the important things is when you actually go below ground, there's lots of biodiversity there. So there's lots of worms, and people think of them as the creepy crawlies, but they're actually, and most of them won't harm us at all.
Yeah.
And they actually are really important to life on Earth. And I suppose one of the things that we do is we put a lot of, you know, even the water that runs out of our homes that, you know, maybe is full of soaps and chemicals, that's going into that ground and possibly poisoning those creatures. So we can't see them, so we quite often don't think about them. But
yeah,
there's probably more species living underground than there are overground. And we haven't probably discovered half of them yet. Even the fungus, like, we don't even know maybe 10% of the fungus we've actually named at this point. So it's that kind of vast amounts of living things in the world, as well as the humans.
And so it is the ecosystem and the importance of that. And people talk about, you know, oh, you know, bees are important, but lots of these things are important.
Yes,
aren't they? The
yes.
different insects, the different plant life. And if we lose a little percentage of that, suddenly there's a knock-on effect on everything else.
It's the food chain. So if we think about the little things feed the bigger things along the chain. And if you lose something anywhere along the chain, then the chain is broken. And the next level up. So, you know, back in the 70s, there was a great book written about that, The Silent Spring, where she had noticed that, Rachel Carson had noticed that they were spraying a lot of insecticides. And those insecticides, the insects were, you know, they weren't killing the crops anymore, so the crops were doing well. But the birds, there was a huge knock-on effect on the birds. The birds had stopped living because they've been eating poisoned insects and they've been poisoned. So that was the silent spring. There wasn't enough birds. There wasn't many birds singing that, you know, that because of the effect of the insecticides. And nobody had actually worked that out before, certainly in modern scientific world. They maybe had worked it out among the indigenous people, but the moderns hadn't worked out that if we poison one aspect, that we'll actually poison the next levels up the chain.
They hadn't marked the reality of that. And you do, like, when I look back on my childhood and there was ladybirds all over the garden and all these kind of creatures that you just don't seem to see. Like, my kids get so surprised when they see a ladybird.
How sad that is. It's because we're spraying, you know, if we see a few green fly or a few black fly on our roses, we get out there and spray basically poisonous chemicals. Mm. And those chemicals don't just kill the black fly or the green fly. They also kill all the other insects that are about. So we're programmed to think that we have to go out and buy something that will kill the thing that's bothering us on our plants. And in fact, those insects will be a sign that your plant is actually unhealthy and needs to be fed better or needs better care. Rather than killing the insects, you should be helping the plant so that it can withstand the insects. But we're killing the ladybirds along with the green fly.
And even, I suppose, the sprays that people get for weeds and the sprays people get to go around the side of the garden to make it all very neat, these are lethal.
They are. It's very well known. And I can't understand why we still sell those things, but it's known that they kill all the life above and below ground, not just the weeds that you want to kill.
And they could be harmful to humans, obviously, as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. I wouldn't want them near any children or pets either.
I also asked the same question of the Earthy virtual assistant, Laura Ann Tierney, from the Earthy Marketplace.
So biodiversity is basically just a fancy word for all the different kinds of life on Earth. That includes everything from, you know, the tiniest insects in our soil to the giant whales that live in our ocean. And every plant, animal and microorganism in between all that. But it's not just about counting species. It also means, you know, the variety within species, like different types of birds or even the genetic differences between trees in our forests. It includes the different ecosystems, of course, as well, like woodlands, wetlands, oceans, and I suppose even your local park or your garden. So, you know, when we're talking about biodiversity, we're really talking about three different things. All the differences, you know, in this, all the different species out there, the diversity within those species and the ecosystems they're all a part of. So, you know, why does that all matter, you might wonder? Well, biodiversity keeps everything ticking along. It gives us clean air, fresh water, food, medicine, healthy soil. It even helps regulate our climate. So pollinators like bees, forests that absorb carbon, oceans that support life, it's all connected. So yeah, basically biodiversity is life in all its forms. And protecting it isn't just about saving the bees or the rainforests. It's about protecting the systems we all rely on to live.
Now it's time to get the views of the superheroes and eco-legends of St. Columbkill's National School in Gainstown.
Leah,
Eve, Essay,
Zoe, Carla,
Alexandra,
Lucianne,
Roisin,
Leah,
Josh,
Donica,
Cian,
George,
James,
Cian,
Rory,
Mel,
Daniel,
Patrick,
Afra,
Roisin,
Emily.
I started off by asking them, what is climate change?
Climate change is when the icebergs are melting, and that means the water levels are rising.
Climate change is when the greenhouse gases are blocking the sun's light from escaping the earth. And
climate change is the world changing due to global warming and other things.
Climate change is different weather, and even though it will happen naturally, we are causing it to be worse.
Climate change is happening from the ozone layer thickening and not letting out sunlight when it comes in, and it's slowly heating up the earth and it's making sea levels rise by melting ice.
And then we moved on to what biodiversity is.
Biodiversity means life, and it's basically just like all living things, living things.
It means like a change of life and a difference of animals and species.
Animals evolving.
Biodiversity means like there's different animals living in like the same space.
That's St. Columbkill's National School in Gainstown mini eco experts. Biodiversity Week started on Friday, May 16th, and will continue until May 25th. It's full of free events and competitions, from quizzes to nature trails, from forest walks to workshops. To find out a bit more, I asked biodiversity expert Anna Brown all about it.
So it's a week to celebrate our biodiversity. It's to, I suppose, raise awareness for people and give people the opportunity to connect with some kind of biodiversity. The events that I'm involved in, so I'm working with two family resource centres, and we have a morning event where we're basically looking at locally grown flowers and allowing people to explore the colours and the shapes. I'll be telling some stories about some dramatic events in the natural world, and the kids get to do some cartoons.
And Biodiversity Week itself is very much geared at raising awareness about biodiversity, I presume.
Yes. So just, I suppose, when I was talking to one of the Family Resource Centre people, they were like, well, what could you do about biodiversity? They couldn't see what you could be done, you know, yeah, in terms of experiences with biodiversity. But there's loads of experiences. And if you look at biodiversityweek.ie, you'll see all the experiences. And some of them are to go out into nature and listen to birdsong. And certainly we have a grand opening of the pollinator trail in Streamstown on the Friday. So that'll be exciting, because we have the council has basically funded a fantastic pollinator trail out there with QR codes along the way, so you can learn about the bees that you might see. And this is the native bees, the bumblebees, okay, and the solitary bees. So that'll be quite an exciting event, because we're officially opening that trail. So there'll be a chance to celebrate that particular event. And that is a real, that pollinator trail, and in fact the Greenway in general, is a wonderful example of biodiversity. And people don't necessarily think that. They're walking along there having a nice time, but they're not thinking about all the biodiversity that's actually being fostered there.
Yeah.
And the bees that visit. So, you know, you're there, you see bees. This gives you kind of an insight into what those bees are like, what their life is like, what their names might be, and also that you can go home and take some of these examples and then apply them to your own garden as well.
And you've got hedges all along there as well, a lot of, along the Greenway, which is full and rich in biodiversity.
Yes, huge hedges there, and very well minded in the sense that they're not really, you know, they're not shorn back, they're allowed to develop naturally. So they would have at the moment lots of hawthorn blossom and the elderflower coming on as well. So those would be, you know, key pollinator plants for free to the pollinators. But there's also, you know, nettles and that there, which are key for the caterpillars to live on after the butterflies mate and lay their eggs. So yeah, there's, and you kind of get the sense of the wildness there and that, how important that is for biodiversity by going on that trail.
And you mentioned there about the different events that are on, and you'll find pages and pages of events on biodiversityweek.ie on the website there. There's just everything there.
That's right. I suppose most events you need to register for them. So if you wanted to go to something, go on there and see what the contact details are. And
they're literally all over the country.
And they're all free.
I also caught up with Lizzie Gageby-Bell at the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun to find out how they're getting involved with Biodiversity Week in 2025.
So we have a few different events on to get biodiversity out to everyone from 6 to 106. So we're really excited to be planning three big events this week. So we're kicking off on Saturday with a workshop with Gubnut from the Irish Grassroots Guild, who will be teaching us how to make your own mini pond out of just normal supplies that you can get anywhere, and you'll be leaving with your own kit as well. And these are really important parts of biodiversity because they help encourage animals into your gardens.
Into garden, yeah.
So that's a family event as well. So we're really excited that families can come along and learn how to build their own biodiversity pond to bring more life into their garden.
And that will be taking place here in the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the Rediscovery Centre. We're digging the hole for it right now.
Okay, very good.
It's a really great project to be involved with. And then next week we are doing another biodiversity workshop, and this is with Rossa, who's our biodiversity officer, and this is for adults age 16 plus to learn about how they can get involved with biodiversity, what it is, and what each and every one of us can do for these tiny actions to help with biodiversity in our own homes. And then the week after that, or the weekend after that, we have our wonderful kids workshops. So there are hands-on interactive workshops for kids age 6 to 12 for them to really get hands-on, and they do lots of activities and games, and it's just a wonderful thing to do. I wish I was six again so I could do it. They always look like they're having so much fun.
Yeah.
And because we're a demonstration centre as well, we want to make sure that the kids are getting out and actually seeing it in person and getting hands-on and looking in the pond and seeing what life is around them and seeing what they can see even in their own back garden, even in like a 1 metre squared back garden. There's so much life.
They can do a lot with that. And yeah, they can, with the pond and everything like that, and they'll tell you where to, how to lay out everything around the pond and to get the most out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And like, it's all these teeny tiny things that we can do that help the lives of the things all around us so much. Like from the impact of starting a little pond, to the impact of planting flowers that bloom at different times of the year, to even just like leaving one patch of grass in your garden. Like every single thing we do makes a difference. And it's great to be able to highlight this during Biodiversity Week in the tiny things that we can do that everyone can get involved in.
So it's lots of raising awareness.
Yeah, lots of raising awareness and getting hands-on.
Very good. And if people want to find out what times workshops are on, where would they find that information?
So you can see all of that on rediscoverycentre.ie/workshops.
That's Biodiversity Week, and it will continue until next Sunday, May 25th. You can go to biodiversityweek.ie for more information and for a list of the different free events that are taking place. And you'll see when you go to the website, there are literally pages and pages and pages of events all over the country, and particularly family events and things for it to bring the kids along to. That's biodiversityweek.ie. Hours to Protect will be back next week at the same time, when we'll be learning a little more about biodiversity, and we'll be talking to a young lady who started a movement of beach cleaning when she was only 9. That's Hours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, Track O'Brien, on next Sunday evening at 8:45.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee, and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.